Well, a streetcar named Desire won Tennessee Williams the Pulitzer Prize for drama back in 1948, and many critics consider it his masterpiece. A lot of people, in fact, consider it one of the best plays ever written by an American, and the character of Blanche DuBois is front and center in the play. Actress Cinnamon Schultz is taking on that role in a Kansas City Actors Theater production of the play starting next month on City Stage over at Union Station. She joins us now, and welcome. So good to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, Blanche DuBois is a huge role for any actor to take on. She is really the axis of this play. How did you prepare for it?
Well, I'm still doing that, actually.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes.
Cramming?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's equivalent to basically like a mountain climber climbing Mount Everest.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so much to her, so much. I started probably about a month before we started rehearsal just researching the time period and different aspects like possibly mental breaks and domestic violence, things like that. You know, happy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's this is a role that's so loaded with expectation. Think Jessica Tandy, Vivian Leigh, Shirley Knight twice, Glenn Close. So many great actors have put their stamp on this character. Mm-hmm. Does that history affect how you play her?
No.
Really?
I hope not. Mm-hmm. I know that wonderful, great actresses have portrayed her before.
But this is Cinema Schultz's take.
This is, well, yes, and also plenty of help from my director, Sydney Garrett. I utilize her guidance a lot. And the words of Tennessee William, I mean, you can't veer from those, and they mm-hmm. tell so much about who she is. So I hope that I do her justice. But I can't think about what the other actresses did. So,
what are you bringing new to the role?
I don't know that there's anything new that I can bring to her. Mm-hmm. Just bringing her back to life mm-hmm. is the best I can do.
Tell us about her for folks maybe not familiar with her. Describe her to us.
Well, she's something you might call the quintessential Southern belle.
Mm-hmm.
And she grew up on a big plantation in Mississippi. And now she's come to visit her sister in New Orleans, and it's a huge culture shock for her. Mm-hmm. She's also a school teacher, so she's educated, and she's surrounded by a lot of people that are not. And that kind of difference in the way people are is really affecting her. I don't want to give too much away because I would love for people to come see it, but there's a lot about Blanche's past that haunts her and affects her.
Yeah. I'm wondering, you've worked with Sydney, the director, mm-hmm. a lot in the past, and I'm wondering, does that help bring this character and the play to life?
Well, it helps me trust her. Mm-hmm. Our relationship, we've worked together so many times that I completely trust her and her ability to keep that vision of the whole show so that I can just concentrate on my part and she's got the overall vision. And she can make sure that I'm staying true to Blanche and not bringing too much of my own personality into it, so to speak.
It strikes me that it's so easy to judge Blanche, not just for what she's done before the play starts, mm-hmm. but for how she behaves during it. She's in denial about a lot. And I'm wondering, how do you get the audience to relate to a character like that?
Well, her denial is a way of hiding, but it's also a way of escape. And so I think as much as she might fib, so to speak, she wants to be true. She wants to be the person she's trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that sense, she is being truthful as much as she possibly can.
She's trying to keep it together.
Yes, at all times. From the beginning to the end, she's always trying to hold herself together. And I think that the audience can relate to that because everybody's been through situations that might be stressful. And you might want to just run and scream, but you've got to keep it together.
For local theater goers, Cinnamon, you're a familiar face. You're always very involved in the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival. Mm-hmm. You were in 12th Night just this year.
Mm-hmm.
How does this role compare to others you've been playing recently?
Well, it's extremely different. Extremely different. The role, for instance, that I played this summer, Mariah, in 12th Night, was nothing but fun. Just complete fun. Who would hang out with the guys on stage and play practical jokes. Absolutely nothing like Blanche.
Mm-hmm.
It was also a lot easier than for me as a actress in rehearsals to just have fun and play around. Blanche is pretty much all-consuming. Mm-hmm. At home, my kids know that I will always have my script in my hand right now.
When did you start working on it?
I started working on the script. Well, I started reading it several months ago and just rereading it. And then I started to break down the text about 2 months ago. So
break down the text means?
Well, taking it line for line, basically trying to figure out what exactly Blanche means when she's saying certain things. Is she meaning what she says or does she mean something else? So
how about the process of memorizing something like this? I don't understand how you guys do that. Never have.
Yeah, it's different for every actor, I think. Some actors are able to memorize before they start rehearsal, which is great. I wish I could. But for some reason, I have to wait till I've walked through a scene and looked at the other actors. And then I go home and just start trying to go over it and over it and over it again and again in my own head and out loud. And that's how I memorize.
That sounds like work.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's been decades, I think I'm right about this, that since A Streetcar Named Desire has been produced in Kansas City. Why is that?
That's a really good question. Maybe because it is such an iconic show that sometimes people might not think that you're ready to take it on. It's also a larger cast, so it's harder to produce sometimes with 10 people in it. I feel very thankful that Kansas City Actors Theater is taking this on. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful, and I'm so excited for people to see it because the rest of the cast is really wonderful, just stellar.
Cinnamon Schultz is my guest. She stars in A Streetcar Named Desire that's opening up on September 7th. It'll run from September 7th to the 25th at City Stage at Union Station. For tickets, go to kcactors.org, again from September 7th to the 25th. Cinnamon Schultz starring as Blanche DuBois in the Kansas City Actors Theater production of A Streetcar Named Desire. The play was written almost 70 years ago. Why do you think it still resonates today?
It's so prevalent, honestly, just because of the relationships that you see on stage. One of the biggest things, unfortunately, we still have to deal with in today's society is domestic violence. And that's really around the play, the relationship between Stella and Stanley and how Blanche can't understand that. And so I think that's extremely relatable. Also, just people losing themselves can be relatable as well. Mental illness, domestic violence. And that, I mean, when Tennessee Williams wrote it, it modernized the stage. And so that's why I think it's still completely relatable now.
How does Blanche lose herself?
Well, it starts when she's really, really young. Heartbreak is a big reason, and loss. Mm-hmm. Loss of, well, through death, many, many deaths, and the loss of just everything around her, it feels like. And so when everything, she starts to lose everything, that's why she starts going into her make-believe world, so to speak.
You've said that the KC Actors Theater, which is putting on this play, mm-hmm. makes an effort to keep its productions pretty simple.
Yes.
Is that the case here?
Yes. Kansas City Actors Theater also always wants to focus on the story itself and let the actors just bring out the story. And that's happening here as well. I mean, yes, you can't get away from all the props in the show. There are poker games, dinners,
yeah,
lots of stuff. But still, focusing all on the story itself.
Just quickly, you come from a theater family.
I sure do.
Tell us about it.
My father was a theater professor, and my mother was a music professor, and they would co-direct musicals together. So I definitely grew up around the business. There was no avoiding it.
That's Cinnamon Schultz. She's playing Blanche DuBois in this Kansas City Actors Theater production of A Streetcar Named Desire. It opens on September 7th. For more information for tickets, go to kcactors.org. Thanks very much. So
good
to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.